What's going on, everybody? This is Vix, the Angel of Metal, your host for The Killer Show, and live on 103.2 Preston FM. It's a great show for you today because we have a very, very special guest. We have Jenna from Vixen, ringing all the way from California, and we have her on the line. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. Everything's working now.
All right, bad phone.
Absolutely, hon.
Need to take care of that.
Yeah, it's been behaving itself over the past few weeks, but maybe it's decided to be a bit bad because it is Vixen.
Yeah, well, you know, they like to do that sometimes.
Cool. Well, let's take it right back to the beginning. How did you begin your musical career?
Well, you know, I can't remember when I started singing. Of course, I was so young, which I know you probably hear a lot from singers, but my rock and roll career actually started fairly late. I mean, I've always been a fan of rock, but my first rock band wasn't until I was in university, actually. So, you know, I did a lot of school musicals and other musical things before then, but then I joined a local band here in L.A., and, you know, the rest is history.
That's cool, but as you said, you know, you was like getting into the whole rock and roll scene when you're at uni, and it must have been quite different from being a lawyer.
Yes, very much so. Although, you know, you'd be surprised. There are I have found this little enclave of lawyers and other business types, you know, that have to have a creative outlet. And luckily, because we're in Los Angeles, it's, you know, big entertainment industry, so there's a lot of support. But it seems like every professional I run into has some other creative, you know, endeavor. So it was a good way to find players to play with, and it's, for me, a great outlet because at the time, I, you know, if I didn't have this outlet, I definitely would have behaved badly.
A bit like the phone today, then.
Yeah, exactly. I can relate.
Cool. Well, I actually saw Vixen live for the very first time at, of course, Hard Rock Hell 1, and I believe it was your birthday.
Oh, yes. That was a really fun show. I totally remember that. I believe our keyboard player came out and put a birthday hat on me, as I recall. So that was unexpected. But, yeah, that was a great show. That was really fun.
What did you think about the whole indoor festival thing?
You know, I enjoyed it. We had done a couple of other sort of similar shows, but not quite, you know, on that scale, and for an indoor festival, and that was actually quite fun. I mean, we really liked the location, although we arrived very, very late at night, and you may recall, I think the weather was very bad the night before our show, and so when we got there, it was literally pitch black. We could see nothing. We were using the light of our phones, you know, to find our rooms. but it was really great. It was very fun. So it was a very good surprise to wake up in the morning and see where we were, which was a beautiful setting.
Absolutely cool. And the whole, like, holiday camp for, well, it was Butlins, but now it's Pontins as well. It's kind of weird, like, when you have rock and metal festivals in such a, I quote, square environment.
Yeah, sort of a family resort. But, yeah, hey, it worked. I think everybody had a good time. You know, we certainly had a great time, and the crowd sure seemed to be into it.
Awesome. The latest Vixen studio album was, of course, Live and Learn, and we heard a couple of tracks while we were trying to get hold of you on the phone. And it was released by Demolition Records in 2006, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was sort of rolled out. So I believe in the UK it was late 2006, and then kind of the rest of Europe in 2007, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was reading like the credits from the little booklet that you get in the CD, and you're quite the you have a flair for songwriting.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jan and I had a really good time writing for that album, and it was interesting because it was our first opportunity, of course, to write together after, you know, I joined the band in 2001, and we sort of immediately went to work. But, you know, of course, it was a few years before we recorded the album. And so, you know, it was a learning process, and but a lot of fun to work on, and you know, of course, we're still writing. We're writing a lot now, and I'm excited about the new things we're writing because now it's not new for us. Now we know each other so much better. So I just think the songs are going to be that much better even now. That will reflect, you know, our growth as songwriters together. You know.
When you got brought into Vixen, did you come with like a bank of songs that you've already written before, or did you just like start a, you know, like a fresh slate with Jan?
You know, we definitely started with a fresh slate. I mean, I did have songs, of course, that I had written before, and we listened, you know, of course I listened to a lot of things that Jan had written, obviously Vixen-related and other songs that have never been recorded, and I played her a lot of my stuff, and I think that was more about getting to know each other, you know, and getting to know kind of where our strengths were and what kinds of things we liked, and realizing that we were compatible, and of course with the other girls as well, but we started completely with a clean slate when we were writing for this album. We had no preconceived notions of what sound we were going for. We, you know, didn't have, you know, any kind of agenda. We just wanted to, you know, write some songs and see what happened.
What do you think you bring to the Vixen table?
Well, hopefully some good vocals. but, you know, I have a different life experience, and I think everybody has something to contribute based on their life experience. So my perspective may be a little bit different than others, and that combined with, you know, Jan's experience and perspective and Lynn's experience and perspective and Kat's, you know, it just creates a different dynamic, and different things are going to come from that, of course, than what might have come from, you know, a different combination of women.
That's cool that you combine like all like walks of life and just basically mashing in together, and that is what creates Vixen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you like perform, you like mix with the well, some songs that are on the Live and Learn album, but also as well with the old school Vixen songs as well. And it's quite a nice like mixture, if you get me. But would you say that you are comfortable with it? Would like to perform like the mixtures?
Absolutely. You know, I really enjoy it. It's, I love, you know, the older songs, and, you know, the first few years it was, you know, it was more difficult feeling like they were part of my skin. You know, I feel like the songs that, of course, I've written, you know, those are innately a piece of me in some respect. And so it's been about exploring, you know, lyrically and musically how I can relate to those songs and really make them feel as much a part of me as the newer songs. And now, you know, after this many years, it's second nature. It's not a problem at all. And I love those songs as much as I love the ones I've written, the ones, you know, Lynn's written, all of the songs that we do, of course, I love in some way. I can't personally, I mean, some singers may work differently, but I can't deliver a song unless I really feel a connection to it. So, yeah, and I particularly like how the crowd responds to the older songs. You know, I love singing them. I love watching people sing along, and they may not be as familiar with the newer stuff, but, you know, once we get to Edge of a Broken Heart, everybody's singing along, and it's fun. It brings an energy that, you know, you don't necessarily get.
Tell me about Live in Sweden.
Oh, gosh, that was such a fun show, and we're really excited to be able to share it with some people. I know there have been a few clips available that people have seen, but first of all, you know, Vixen has never released a full-length concert DVD, so we're, you know, happy about that. But it was just, the crowd was so, you know, energized that night, and we just felt like, you know, it was a culmination of a lot of work we had done together, and so it was a great show. There's a lot of terrific songs, both on the CD and the DVD. I think there are a couple of extra songs on the CD that aren't on the DVD, so you get a couple of bonus tracks. But yeah, it's you know, going to be released later this year, finally, and we're thrilled. We're really proud of that show.
Well, guess what? I got the CD version of it sent to me by the lovely Rupert. So we're going to be playing a track off that. Is that cool?
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, Jenna's going to stay on the line and got a couple of more cues for her. So in the meantime, let's get back to the music. And we got some Vixen gigging it live in Sweden with Love Made Me Blind to the Truth. Okay, everybody, that was Vixen with Love Made Me Blind to the Truth. And we were just discussing on the phone that is where, well, our favorite songs.
Yeah, it's a great song. We actually, I think, and probably I would guess this was the case at Hard Rock Hell, we were starting the set with that song for a while after that because, you know, it's a great show starter and it's just a fun song. And I happen to like it a lot, so...
It's a good.
I get to make the set list, you know.
Yeah, cool. Vixen, I mean, I've totally noticed this, especially like on the web, and I've seen a lot of fan pictures taken with you lovely ladies. And you seem to have a real loyal fan base. What do you put that down to?
You know, I think it's a lot of things. I mean, I have to give Jan a lot of credit for that because, you know, part of it, I think, is consistency. I think when fans know that they can rely on a band who's, you know, working as hard to stay out there as we are and as a lot of other bands are, you know, they are willing to keep coming back and supporting you, you know. So we have a lot of fans that have been around a long time and thankfully have kind of come along for the ride as, you know, there have been different, you know, personnel changes, but still bringing them great music. And then we also have these younger, newer fans that I think are just connecting to our kind of music. And, you know, rock and roll just, I don't know, I think it brings out the best in people, but it brings out something, you know, that really connects on a deeper level. So people who feel that connection, you know, want to keep feeling it, so they keep coming out.
Awesome. How often do you get to rehearse as a band?
You know, not often lately. I mean, we're not, well, it depends. It depends. If we're in touring mode, you know, we'll usually rehearse a number of times before we go out on the road. And then, of course, there's no need because you're playing every night or every other night. But in between, like now, we're spending a lot of time writing, getting ready to record another album. And so we haven't been getting together and rehearsing because we've been writing. We're sort of more trading song ideas and parts and things, and thanks to technology makes it easier. And once we get into pre-production mode, then of course we'll be spending a lot of time together in rehearsal studio and playing, of course, the new songs, but also, you know, the older songs as well.
And when you are like kind of like rehearsing and jamming and writing for a possible new album, is there going to be another Vixen album coming out soon? I know that you got the Live in Sweden live album coming out, but I was wondering if there's a studio album possibly in the works.
There absolutely is a studio album in the works. We've got, probably at least twice as many songs as we need written, and we'll probably write, you know, twice as many more, so that
that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so that we can pick the, you know, the cream of the crop, and yeah, we're having a great time. We really love writing, and as I said before, it's. I think this is going to be even better because it's not so much getting to know each other anymore and figuring out how to communicate our ideas. It's just about playing and writing and being creative, and yeah. So I expect we'll be in the studio definitely before the year is out, and so, you know, my guess is that early next year you'll be seeing a new studio album from Vixen out there.
Awesome, can't wait for it. Have you actually had a fond memory or a best experience with an audience? I mean, you've said that Hard Rock Hell was amazing, and of course the Sweden gig as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Sweden definitely is up there, very, very high on the list, and Hard Rock Hell was very fun. We love the UK audiences, actually. We've had a lot of fun touring in the UK. And also, I think one of our other favorite shows was probably in Finland when we were playing with Yngwie. Malmsteen, and just had a great time there. The crowds were very voracious for their rock and roll. So, you know, every show is different and has something kind of great and fun about it for us. It's, you know, anytime we're playing together is a great time. We actually really have fun on the road and really like each other a lot and love to play. So, but yeah, Sweden Rock, I mean, you know, the middle of rock me in Sweden Rock when you had 15,000 people chanting back to you, that was a pretty good moment, I have to say.
Kind of does something for your self-esteem when you got, you know, thousands of people, you know, shouting back at you.
Sure, sure. And, you know, celebrating my birthday with a couple thousand wasn't bad.
That's not bad, you know. cool. Well, we're going to go back into some music, have a little break, chillax for a bit. But before we go, tell me about this song, I Try, on the Living Live album.
Well, I Try is just a really, you know, it's one of the songs I think I'm most proud of. It's really personal to me, and, yeah, I think a lot of people, certainly women, but I think a lot of people can relate to just, you know, doing everything you can to satisfy someone else in your life and feeling like, you know, it just never works. So I love the song, and I love the layers of it. It's one of those songs we listen to, you know, the more you listen to it, the more I think you'll hear in it to love.
Cool. Well, we're going to be listening to this track. Jenna's going to stay in the line for more questions. You must get tired of this, hon.
I think I can deal with it.
Awesome. Well, make sure you stay tuned, guys, because we're not finished with Jenna yet. Oh yes, that was Vixen with I Try, and that was off the Live and Learn album. And I have got the lovely singer on the line, and it's Jenna. Hello.
Hello.
You doing okay?
I am doing fantastic.
Awesome. That's what we like to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Out of interest, do you listen to any other female-fronted bands, and if so, who?
Oh, gosh. Of course. Yes, definitely. Who? Well, let's see. There's a really cool band out of the UK, actually, I think, called the Noisettes. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Very interesting band, female-fronted. And, I mean, you know, I listen to Heart, and I love the Pretenders, and, you know, all of my influences, like Pat Benatar and... you know, Grace Slick, Jefferson Airplane. I mean, I listen to a lot of that kind of music. And but current bands, you know, I mean, like anyone, I'm not listening to. I won't discredit anyone. But
name and shame them. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. What were you listening to when you were 19 years old? Because I'm 19 myself, and just wondering.
When I was 19, you know, when I was 19, I all of a sudden had this love affair, oddly enough, with Led Zeppelin, which, of course, you know, they'd been around for all of my life already, but I didn't discover how much I loved them until then, you know, and so I probably, you know, played Black Dog, you know, 300 times a day and ramble on. I mean, I was actually, it's funny because I have a little sister who is now 18, and she sort of discovered like AC/DC and Zeppelin and all these bands that I was listening to as a teenager. Now she's listening to at about the same age, and it's interesting to see that because, you know, when I was a little younger, it was that kind of pop sort of, you know, stuff. But I discovered rock and roll. I mean, you know, I grew up with rock and roll, of course, and thankfully my mom loves rock and roll, so she played a lot of Stones and Beatles and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I just, the same kind of thing, listening to rock and roll, just like I do now.
I have sympathy for your sister because it's like, you know, when I hear of like an old school band, you know, especially to my parents, she's like, oh my God, this band totally rocks. And I mean, a prime example of that, I was so naive at the time, it was actually Black Sabbath. And he was like, yeah, Vicky, we were actually there. it sucks in a way, but it's also good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you sort of, nobody ever wants to hear that the music they like was their parents' cool music, but on the other hand, you know, some stuff is just timeless, and there's a reason for that.
Absolutely, but I'm actually lucky to have, like, cool parents because they were into the whole metal thing, and, you know, I'm actually quite jealous of them because they were around, like, with the Iron Maidens and the Motorheads and, you know, the Black Sabbaths and all the greats, really.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. Well, you know, and then you got my mom who was around, you know, for Jimi Hendrix, and damn, I wish I would have been around for that.
Do you not, like, envy, like, people older than you?
A little bit in certain ways, but, you know, I have a lot of things that they didn't, so and so it goes, you know. You probably will have access to things that I didn't, but what one thing we all have, you know, at least going forward, is all this music. I mean, how great is it that this is one of those things that, you know, was enjoyed 30 years ago, 15 years ago, today, 30 years from now? I mean, people are still going to be listening to these, you know, these great songs.
Absolutely, and, you know, up and up and through the sky and stuff like that. I can't remember the quote, but hey, never mind. Anyway, carrying on with this interview. Vixen have been confirmed for Rocklahoma, I believe, over in the States. That's in July, I believe. What do you like most about festivals?
You know, festivals are awesome because everybody's there for the same reason, and it's basically to have a good time, you know? One great thing about festivals, of course, is that usually you can get a bigger crowd, and, you know, I like an intimate setting, and there's a different kind of show you can put on with a smaller audience, but there's nothing like the energy of a big crowd. Like, again, you can see it at the, you know, in the Live in Sweden DVD, and you can just feel it, you know, even on the CD, the energy, and so that's what, you know, Rocklahoma and some of these other, you know, Rock of Ages and different festivals we've done. You just can't get that anywhere else. So, and plus, you get the opportunity to see a lot of other bands that we like. You know, we get to play with people that we're fans of, or maybe that we're not familiar with, that we can get to know. So it's, you know, it's kind of fun all around. We get to do our show, plus we get to hang out and enjoy other people's.
Somebody said to me the reason why they prefer festivals to, like, smaller gigs is because sometimes you get to see, like, old friends and whatever. Do you find that's the case with you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially now that, you know, we've been playing a lot longer, we definitely run into people that we played with, you know, maybe 6 or 8 years ago, and it's cool to see them. And we, you know, we do run into some of the guys on the circuit that that are, you know, some are crazier than others, but it's always a lot of fun, and everybody's really cool. And, you know, I have to say, musicians are you know, as you can imagine, an interesting group of people, but they're just everybody that we've had the pleasure of playing with and touring with and hanging out with. They're just, you know, they love the same thing, obviously. They love being creative and playing music, and, you know, they're actually, generally speaking, an intelligent lot of people, so it's fun to talk to them, too.
When will we see Vixen back in the UK?
You know, we hope later this year. It kind of depends on the album. You know, when we get into studio, because one of the things that happened when we were recording Live and Learn was that we sort of started recording and then went on an extensive tour, which was good in some ways because, for example, when we did Sweden Rock, we hadn't finished the album yet. So some of those new songs that we were playing at that show weren't even completed yet. You know, we hadn't written, you know, background vocal parts, for example, or things like that. So you'll actually hear that the studio album has different parts on it than the live one does, because the songs were eventually completed, of course. So point is that now, for this next one, I think we will probably make an effort to just go into the studio and stay in the studio and finish the album before we go tour. But, you know, occasionally there's a show or a festival or something that might come up that, you know, if it makes sense and it's good timing, you know, we love to play. So we might just head on out and surprise everybody.
Do you know something that we don't on The Killer Show that you could be coming to the UK later on in this year?
Well, I don't know anything that you don't know, probably.
Damn.
But Rupert might. Who knows?
I should get him on the phone now, shouldn't I?
Don't put him on the spot. He'll kill me.
And me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. And what's next for the band? I mean, you said that you could, you know, you're writing and, you know, you hope to do an album towards the end of the year and hopefully next year it'll be out in, like, stores and whatever. But what else is next for Vixen?
You know, hopefully a lot of big things. I mean, first of all, we will definitely be touring a lot more next year to support, you know, not only the new studio album, but of course just to be out for the fans. You know, it's been a little while, and we can't wait, you know, to get back out on the road at the right time. But also, you know, we've got other things that we're working on. I mean, there's some interesting little things that could be happening. So I wish I could be more specific, and I wish I could reveal for you something, you know, very exciting for your listeners. But at the moment, unfortunately, some of it's just too tentative to talk about. But I would love to come back and talk to you maybe later in the year when I can reveal some of the new things.
For sure, for sure. And very much looking forward to it. Now, as well as being a full-on Vixen, you know, fronted for the band, and, you know, you also being like a metal queen and all that jazz. Well, not really jazz, really rock, really.
And all that rock.
That's my new thing now, and all that rock. You also recently become a mum. Congratulations, hon.
Thank you. Yes, it's of course fantastic and totally overwhelming and amazing and exhausting and all of the things that you would expect it to be.
What's the earliest has he woke you up at?
Well, you know, there was a period of time where it was basically 24 hours a day.
Ouch.
You know, it was every couple of hours. But now that he seems to be on a schedule, well, this morning it was 6, so that was not pleasant for me, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, listen, thank you very much, Jennifer, for taking time out of this interview. If you want to check out more on Vixen, go on myspace.com/VixenRock and also VixenRock.com. And again, thank you, Jennifer, for taking time out to do this interview.
Thank you.
It's nice chatting to you.
You too.